I mean, if they gave letter jackets,
yeah,
for some of those guys and gals, you know.
Well, there is one athlete, Dominique. Dominique Duncan. Thank you. Uh-huh. Who is going for her fourth ring?
Yeah, so
there's one of them that has won. It's been there all the way and won three rings.
Hey, could I get this one a little bit smaller because I've got all my bigger fingers filled?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, like an addendum for all the here, more patches on the back. And let me
there you go.
More. Yeah. That'll be
yeah. Well, Coach Henry's going for his 34th and 35th team
it's
championship.
Old school.
Yeah, that's right.
He's just, you know, he's done that before.
Yeah, that's right. It's old school.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I just apologize to the audience? I don't know if I swallowed a fly there at the end of that newscast or what happened.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've been doing this for darn near 20 years, and that has never happened. I mean, I've had the hiccups on the air.
Uh-huh.
I've had, you know, you name it, and I've pretty much gone through it on the air, but that's the first time I've ever had whatever that was
that
happen.
Did the throat just close up on
it
you?
It just absolutely closed up on me.
Sounds to me like you haven't had enough coffee.
Well, believe me, as soon as I said WTAW and turned off the microphone, that was the first place I went.
Wow. Okay. That's,
hey, we've all had good throat stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, there you go.
In these years.
So, boy, you just had tons of stuff in the news.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, I couldn't even keep up with all this.
I'm glad we could entertain you.
So,
who says we're not entertaining?
That's right, yeah.
That's right.
I mean, we'll talk about it some more later, but, I mean, is there going to be any reason you'll be able to have a recall? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You'll elect us and you'll like it.
There's a phrase that comes to mind, but that we've uttered off the air, but I can't say it on the air.
So. All right. Okay. That's fine. But I like the fact that we have a laundry list of things we won't be able to recall elected officials
for. That's
right.
Unless you're ruled criminally insane,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. It'll almost be like tenure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. That would be perfect. You don't like the way I voted on a land issue? You can't recall me. Wow. I'm glad they're going to give us a shot at that. I can't vote in College Station. I'm glad to hear that you guys are going to get a chance to decide it. All right. So anyways, the Subarus are not the sexiest cars in the world. That's for sure. But they are known by, you know, for doing their job, and they can be workhorses. So some guy from Finland. That's what his name is. Some guy drove his 1996 Subaru Legacy wagon out on the ice last winter. Ice cracked.
Mm-hmm.
Car sank. Pretty much stayed under 12 feet of water until spring. They yanked it out. They drained the gas tank, drained the oil reservoir, hosed that thing off, cleaned the brake parts. Fired up on the first try.
Shut the front door.
Really?
I mean, that's pretty good. Now, I don't know if he had a camera crew there, but, I mean, the electronics worked as well. Just clean the engine up and,
Yeah, but I bet he had to reset the clock on his radio.
Well, yeah, he probably did. So. It was probably blinking 12.
Ah,
yeah.
Just can't have nice.
Not at all. Fish living in the back seat.
Yeah, right.
He will have to do that. Yeah.
Oh, I bet it smells.
Yeah.
I bet it smells.
Yeah. A little mildew.
Yeah. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
No, it's probably fine when they took it out. It's just after those blistering finished summer days.
Right, right.
Yeah.
When he gets up to 70.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Find a little mold culture there on the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. Good.
Kind of like when you leave a wet umbrella in your car in the 95 degree heat.
Very nice.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. It's the 6th of June, and happy birthday to you.
It's
your birthday today.
Applesauce Cake Day.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It does. Applesauce
Did you
cake
bring one?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I just brought it up. It's Drive-In Movie Day. We'll have kind of the history of that later on this morning.
Google's celebrating that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can't celebrate D-Day because, you know, that might be a little insensitive.
No, that's exactly right. It, again, one of those dates that we learned in history and, you know, kind of sticks with us. But, yeah, you're right. That would make us sound aggressive and mean-spirited.
Pretty much just the campaign that won the war in Europe. So.
Yeah, well, no, right. But it makes us aggressive and mean-spirited.
Right, right.
The fact that we might kill somebody. Which, by the way, reminds me. Okay, remember we did the story about do not kill list or yeah, not being on the do not kill list. Every couple of weeks they bring a list to the president.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
he or she, whoever that might be, approves the people that drones could kill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the left wing of the Democrat Party is angry at the president because mm-hmm. he's actually ordering the drones to kill people.
Yeah.
Like terrorists and people.
Yeah, those terrorist drones would order their other drones, or actually those terrorists would order their drones to kill people if we don't kill them first.
Well,
so
I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, why don't you let them come live at your house if you think they're such fine people? Yeah.
You know,
they'll get along swimmingly.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow, I mean, that kind of thing transcends the whole philosophy of politics and social issues and things like that. You know, these are like dude and dudettes who want to destroy our country, so... I'm thinking, you know, we really can't talk them out of it.
No,
I don't believe that would be possible.
No, that diplomacy thing hasn't worked.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we can't take April Flower,
right.
who's 22 years old and thinks it ought to be wonderful to all get along to her come over and talk to.
We'd really like to talk to you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's certain things that we just don't need to know, right?
Yeah, that's another thing.
There's things that the president should be able to keep a secret.
Yeah. Well, his administration's having a problem with that. We'll talk about that, too.
There you go.
And then we did this, and then you know what happened? We went over here, and this is how we did that.
Yeah. Self-inflicted. Sure.
Exactly. Right,
okay, birthdays today.
But finally, prove that life does have its ups and downs. Today's National Yo-Yo Day.
I heard what you did there.
Nice. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Scotty made a pun.
Well, good. While Scotty's walking the dog, I'll do birthdays here.
Around the world.
There you go. Singer-songwriter Gary U.S. Bonds.
Oh, my.
73.
When's the last time he had a hit? You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know, his first big hit was New Orleans.
Okay. And I don't know that he had that many other hits, but he's still alive. I don't know that he's touring. But
official website. There
he's got
Gary
a website,
US,
does
well,
he?
Sure, everybody's got a website.
Yeah.
You know.
Is his face pulled back?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Tour.
Okay. There you go.
Tour.
Gary U.S. Bonds, 4th Annual Birthday Bash at B.B. King's Club and Grill in New York City on June 9th.
Look out now.
June 9th.
Coming up
Boy,
this Saturday.
He better wake up.
June 15th and 16th, he'll be in Ventura, California. Those are his next dates.
Whoa.
Oh,
well,
he's
a
got
long
time.
Way.
Well, he's got time to get
Well, you know, get the motorhome there.
Yeah, that's right. Map out his stops on the way. Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
yeah, there's a rest stop here, a rest stop there.
Stuckies.
Country singer Joe Stampley turned 69 years old today. And actor Robert Englund, that's Freddy Krueger, you know, is 65 years old. Playwright and actor Harvey Fierstein is 60 years old today. And actress comedian Sandra Bernhardt turns 57.
The lovely and talented.
Oh, the lovely,
lovely
and talented.
Yes,
quite a looker she is.
Yeah.
Comedian Colin Quinn turns 53 years old today. And one of the best, really, actor Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, he is.
Is 45
Again, the
years
story
old.
He tells, he and his brother, their dad was the president of Yale before he was the baseball commissioner.
Uh-huh.
Said, you know, between those two, he ended up having some pretty interesting meals with his dad.
Yeah.
You know, between the guy who's the president of Yale and the commissioner of baseball, Bart Giamatti, right?
Right.
It was daddy. Okay.
There you go. Uncle Cracker is 38.
Mr. Cracker.
Mr. Cracker. Hey. He's a singer guy.
Uncle to his close friends and relatives.
Yeah, there you go. Bjorn Borg, the tennis player, turns 56 years old today. And I guess that's all I got.
You know, it says here country star Dwight Twilley.
Dwight Twilley?
Yeah, and for the life of me, I can't think of a...
mine has Dwight. I skipped him because I didn't know who he was.
Well, yeah, that Dwight Twilley anthology set. I don't know about that.
Time Life, man. They're all over.
Yeah, they are.
And, he's 61 for you Dwight Twilley fan club members.
And Mr. Llama has a birthday today.
Mr. who?
Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
Oh, Mr. Llama?
Yeah.
Mr. Llama.
Hey, I've been to his house.
Was he there?
No.
How do you know?
No.
I mean, it's not like he's out.
How do you know? Yeah. How big's the house? Yeah.
Because there were a bunch of guys in burgundy and gold robes running around.
But I mean,
you don't see a lot of Tibetan monks in many places these days.
How big's the house?
That's not very big.
Okay.
Well, he can still hide away.
He could have been in the back room playing Sudoku.
Yeah, he's probably got a man cave or something, you know?
Yeah.
Now, here's the morning.